Now it's time for this week's question of the week. Diana finds out if some birds really do get more than their fair share of heartbeats.
Hello and welcome to the Naked Scientist question of the week, where today we're getting a bit flustered about heartbeats.
Hello, I'm Mike from Leeds. I've heard that all mammals, except humans, live the same number of heartbeats, about 1.5 trillion. However, my blue and gold macaw has a resting heartbeat 10 times mine and a life expectancy of 80 years. In other words, roughly equivalent to an elephant or large whale. Why is that? What's different about the avian heart that gives it such a long life?
Is the heart of an exotic bird really so special? If I start repeating what everyone else says, will I live longer? Let's see what our expert says.
Hello, my name is Neil Forbes. I am a specialist in bird medicine and the president of the European College of Avian Medicine and Surgery, based at Great Western Exotic Vets in Swindon. A little bit of explanation. The questioner suggests that his bird's heart rate is 10 times his own. And I think, as in many of these cases, some of these figures are wrong. The resting heart rate of a macaw is published to be 127, rising to 350 when being restrained or upset or in flight. And the recommended lifespan of macaws is 35 to 50 years as opposed to the 80 years which is suggested. Now, taking those figures, that would work out with a heartbeat of 4.3 to 6.2 times 10 to the 9, so in fact far less than the 1.5 trillion suggested. So in reality, I think the honest answer is that actually birds have less heartbeats than mammals, and that isn't a surprise at all, because the metabolic rate of a bird is significantly faster than that of a mammal, rather similar to a car engine running a bit faster than another car, and as such you would expect them to wear out a bit sooner than a mammal rather than a bit later.
It seems that a heart of a parrot isn't so ideal after all. Guess I'll have to stop flapping about and tweeting then. Anyway, next week I'm going to be delving into a chocolate box to test this one.
Hi there, my name's Ian Guest, I'm from Sheffield. Despite being a former physics teacher, I got stuck on a problem. Why is it that chocolate chips in cookies melt if you touch them, but they survive the baking process?
And after going over the selection box with a fine-tooth comb, I definitely won't be trying to comb this.
Hi, my name is John, and I live in Hong Kong. My question is about pubic hair. Some people have said it is to protect your bit, or to keep your bits warm, or to make you smell more attractive to the opposite sex. I want to know, why do humans have it, do other animals have it, and what its function is?
Do you know why some chocolate melts more than others, and why we have the short and curlies? Let's hope I don't get these two questions mixed up, as it could become a rather sticky mess. Send your answers and new questions to me at questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com. That's all for now, back to the studio.
Thanks, Diana. So birds actually aren't as greedy with their heartbeats at all, but I think we definitely need to do some extensive testing into whether or not chocolate chips in cookies actually melt when you touch them. Then you'd have to eat them, of course, and that would be a shame to waste the food. So what do you think? Email us, questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com.
Very quickly,